Tuesday, the 27th of September, and we're returning to the British Library, which we're delighted about. So, and this year, which is great, we can give you give everyone a lot more advance notice because it was all a bit near the knuckle last year.
I was going to say there's about 3 weeks' notice or something last year. Now we've got almost the whole year, so that's good.
Yeah, it's great actually. It's it was fantastic last year. I think I started at the Academy mid July, and we had the festival late September. So to get to the point that I started at, I think the team just had a venue. So just then, in terms of getting everything organised, it was all hands to the pump, which was exciting. Stressful, but ultimately very rewarding.
Yeah, he did a fantastic. I think everybody walked away. You know, last few years, there's been a few ums and ahs, but this one, everybody was unanimous that it was a good one. So well done. It'll take some topping because last year we had Chris Evans, Christian O'Connell, Zane Lowe, Ben Cooper. You're going to have to pull some rabbits out of hats this year to better that.
We are, aren't we? And thank you for those kind words. The feedback that we got generally about the festival was great, which was lovely. And the first time I've been involved in that, so it was fantastic to get that feedback, both about the venue, the location, and the content. So we're absolutely delighted with it. And as you say, we need to go some to improve upon it this year. But I'm delighted that. We've got Jonathan Arendt, CEO of Jazz FM. He's agreed, and we're just so thrilled about that, for him to chair the steering group for the festival. And Helen Thomas from BBC Radio 2 as festival director. So we've added to and improved the team. So fingers crossed that we'll be able to deliver a festival again that's talked about very positively.
Who's on your hit list? It's got to be Moyles.
I don't know, actually. I mean, there's so much going on this year as well, with D2 launching shortly, and with Virgin, Talk Radio and Talk Sport, to name but a few, coming out of UTV. So I think there are a lot of potential candidates and more innovations. It was great to have Zane Lowe with Ben last year, with Beats One launching, etc. But again, another exciting year for the radio and audio industry this year. So lots of people on the hit list.
Good stuff. Anything happening with TechCon around the festival again this year?
We're looking at TechCon and how we deal with that. I'm meeting with the lads in a couple of weeks, actually, to see how we do it, what we do, and where we do it. Certainly in terms of the festival last year, one of the things that people really enjoyed was the shared experience, that everyone was in that one room. People weren't going off to different venues like they had done previously in Salford, etc. So we're keen that we want to be able to still have that shared experience and do a good service to the technical community as well. So it's how we do that. And to be honest, at the minute, we still need to sit down with the lads from TechCon and work out what's the best way forward with that. But it's still such an important part of our plans and the narrative which the Radio Academy wants to continue with.
And will there be any cheap seats this year?
Yeah, hopefully there will. We will certainly do an early bird package like we did last year, and we'll hopefully be able to introduce that a little bit earlier as well. I think the thing is, the venue, we are restricted with the venue anyway at what sort of 250, 260 people that we can seat in. So we can't offer that many cheap seats, otherwise it would not be viable. But we certainly want to be able to do the same, if not a little better, than we did last year.
The last thing from me, it was mentioned a couple of years ago that the awards and the festival would merge into one thing, but nothing's been heard. Is there anything going to happen this year?
Certainly there won't be an amalgamation of festival and the awards or any sort of revisitation of the awards from that point of view. The festival needs to stand on its own. I think what we're looking to do with festival as well is, how do we make it better for 30 under 30? I think one of the things we feel we could improve upon from last year was how we recognised and what we did for 30 under 30 at the evening, at the end of the festival on the Tuesday last year. So that's really a key thing. We want to make bigger and better play. We had the biggest ever amount of entries for 30 under 30. And really, from the Radio Academy's point of view, that's a key focus for us this year. And we've got some really exciting plans that we're working on that for, at the moment, which we hope to announce in due course. As for me answering the question on the awards, there's not really anything I can say on that at the moment. It's one of the biggest questions we get asked all the time, particularly from members coming forward, what's happening with an awards. There is a desire within the industry to have an awards. I don't think revisiting a Sony event is the right way to go. The industry has moved on from that, but we will see. But it certainly won't be anything to do with Radio Festival.